Oren Sendell has long, wavy hair. It flows down over his shoulders, down his back. He's been letting it grow for the last 3 years, since he was 10, and he just turned 13. Happy birthday, by the way. In a few weeks, though, he is going to cut it all off for a good cause. Oren Sendell joins me in studio. Hello.
Hello.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
And his mother, Lori, is here, too. Hello, Lori.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So, Oren, why did you decide to start growing your hair?
So, a couple of years ago, I saw a Facebook video about this kid that cut his hair for cancer, but he shaved it off. But I didn't exactly want to, you know, shave off my hair because I wasn't going to go, like, fully bald. So I decided that I was just going to cut it and donate it. And as time went on, I realized that a lot of people are doing it and, you know, I always want to exceed expectations, so I want to do more. So I figured that I would also raise money and donate it to a cause, and that cause ended up being MS.
And why did you choose MS?
Because my mom struggles with it, so I've seen the pain it can put people through, so I figured I should try to help.
Hmm. Lori, what do you think when Oren came up with this idea?
Well, Oren always has really novel ideas, and at first we thought, like, is this a ploy to keep your hair long? and then he stuck to it, so we went with it. And because he was so, for 3 years he's been saying this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do with my hair. And this summer he started telling people about it. So we supported him, of course, and we started the webpage for him. And
Now it's coming.
And now it's here.
Yeah.
So when you say you want to raise money for MS, Oren, where have you decided to donate the money?
So we are going to donate it to the neurological hospital. And what it's going to do is, let's say these people with MS need a cane and they can't really afford it, that money will go there. Or it will set off, it will get rid of, like, the tax. The money will go there. Or if they need, like, a taxi ride because they're really tired, that money can go to them. But I'm sure the hospital will find a good use for it.
Mm-hmm. So, Lori, I find it really interesting the words that Oren uses. He says you suffer from AS. I know it can be really debilitating. What do you, from your experience, what kind of thing, or the kind of things that Oren is hoping to find, how useful are they?
It's very useful. I know that one of the biggest struggles that people with MS have is fatigue. And the neuro, located where it is, like,
way up on the hill,
even from the parking lot to the actual hospital, it's a trek. So for someone who's dealing with, let's say, you know, a leg that's not functioning properly due to a flare up, or just the fatigue, to have a taxi from their door to the door of the neuro is huge. It's a big help, but it's a stress relief. And it's also probably comforting to know that someone's out there that cares enough about you and what you're going through. So they've come up with this money, and you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And probably a ploy to keep your hair long,
because
it does look quite good on you. So how much money have you raised so far, Oren?
We've raised around, like, $600.
Wow.
Around.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting too? I mean, it is, I have heard a lot of people who cut off their hair and they donate it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's for cancer research. It kind of strikes me that it's also raising awareness about MS. Did you intend that, or has that just kind of been a side thing?
It was intended, but not intended. Like, I always wanted to help MS, but the fact that it's getting bigger and we're donating more money towards it and this idea is blossoming, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
So let's talk about that hair.
Okay.
You started off with a buzz cut, apparently.
Yes.
You were 10 years old.
Yes.
So 3 years. How would you describe it now?
My hair?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I would too. It is really nice. It's curly.
Yes.
Kind of got blonde tips. I think they call that, what do they call that?
Streaks.
Ombre.
Ombre.
Yeah.
Ombre.
It's like natural ombre. Streaks. And it is pretty, it's like halfway down your back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon has two sisters that, like, see the color in his hair and go, like, why? Why?
Life is not fair.
No.
So what is the plan for the whole cutting? Like, what is the...
So we got in contact with a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he is going to come to my school at around lunchtime or just after. And we're going to have, like, my class there. We're going to have my sisters, like, a couple of friends. And he's going to literally cut it off.
We have to braid it first. Right. It's because we're donating the hair to Angel Hair for Kids.
Right.
So they need it in braids. It helps with shipping and helps mm-hmm. keep the hair clean.
Yeah.
So his hair will be cleaned.
Brushed,
braided.
Yeah.
And then we'll cut off the braids. So I know his sisters have like begged, can we cut off one of his braids?
Yes.
So, and I truthfully am going to keep a piece. Because
you are.
It's aww, such weird. A nice.
That's weird. It's not weird. She's your mom. Or she wants to. I don't know. Some mothers keep teeth and stuff. So.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fun. And you're going, yeah, I'm sorry. You both are traumatized by that. And so you're going to donate it. So what does you've got your Royal Vale school sweater
yes.
on. What does your school and your friends and everything think about this?
All the teachers walk up to me and they're so incredibly proud. And like some teachers will like make fun of it saying like, oh my God, look, we have a celebrity. Like, and, but
well,
like,
especially now that you've been on home run. I mean, there's yeah. really like, oh, this is the top, right?
Yeah. And it's my classmates are like the classmates since I'm in high school now, like the classmates I just made are like, oh my God, wait, he's actually going to cut his hair. Thought it was a joke, but everyone's gonna be like, everyone doesn't know what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a lot different.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. And when is that happening?
It's happening on November 17th.
November 17th. And what do you think life is gonna be like as a short-haired guy again? I mean, 3 years is a long time.
3 years is a long time.
I think people will stop referring to him as L and start referring yeah. to him as Dree. So,
yeah.
You know, in English, we don't, you know, he doesn't often get the she,
right. No.
But in French, you hear it a lot. They'll put the female ending on their verbs when they refer to him. I'm like, it's a boy.
Well, listen, I think it's wonderful and it must be very touching for you, Lori,
it
to
is,
be part
and
of
and
all this.
And I just want to interject and say that Oren's school has been so supportive of this.
Yes.
Even a few years ago when I needed them to support me as a parent because I was going through my own thing, they've been so great and they've just embraced it and they've allowed for the publicity and all the, you know, all the news that Oren's getting and which is causing more money to come into his fund is mm-hmm. really coming through the support of the English Montreal School Board and especially Royal Vale School and their principal. It's been fantastic.
Well, I mean, I think people are also touched by the fact that, you know, it's a personal story and it's something a little bit unusual. So good luck to you. And if people who are listening who can't be there on November 17th for the big braid cutoff, how can they help?
They can help by going to my website and donating. And that website is orinsundell.weebly.com.
All right, we're going to tweet that out.
Okay.
We'll tweet that out at cbc.ca. At CBC Home Run. All right, well, good luck, Oren, and we're going to play your favorite song to get you motivated now.
Sweet.
This is Oren's request. This is Yesterday by Imagine Dragons.